A History of 896 Naval Air Squadron. Squadron Badge. No badge issued. Squadron Motto, none. Battle Honors. Norway 1944, Atlantic 1944, Normandy 1944, Burma 1945. Aircraft types operated, Grumman Wildcat Mark IV and Mark V. Initially named as Grumman Martlet in RN use. Grumman Hellcat Mark II. Commanding officers. Lieutenant S.G. Orr, D.S.C., RNVR, 5 September 1942, Lieutenant Commander B.H.C. Nation, RN, 28 March 1943, Lieutenant Commander L.A. Hordern, D.S.C., RNVR, 25 October 1943. Squadron disbanded 12 June 1944. Lieutenant Commander R. M. Norris, RNVR, 9 January 1945, Lieutenant Commander G. 1 Zegers de Beel, DSC, Royal Netherlands Navy, 14 July 1945, Lieutenant Commander M. F. Turner, RNVR, 12 October 1945. Squadron disbanded 19 December 1945. The first instance of 896 Squadron. September 1942 to June 1944. Formation and workup. The personnel of 896 Squadron assembled at Royal Naval Air Station Stretton on August 15, 1942, and from there took passage to America in the fast troop ship Queen Mary. The squadron officially formed at U.S. Naval Air Station Norfolk, Virginia on September 15, as a single-seat fighter squadron equipped with 6 Martlet Mark IV aircraft, Lieutenant S.G. Orr, D.S.C., RNVR, in command. After familiarization with the aircraft and equipment, the squadron moved to U.S. Naval Air Station Quonset Point, Rhode Island, on November 2 to continue training. On January 6, 1943, they briefly returned to Norfolk for deck landing training in the training carrier USS Charger, in preparation for joining the fleet carrier HMS Victorious the following month. Opportunity for further deck landing training was taken whenever a suitable carrier was in the area, HMS Attacker obliged. She was visited by Martlet fighters from 882, 896 and 898 squadrons for deck landing training sessions prior to their embarking in the fleet carrier HMS Victorious at the start of February. During this final period of training before embarking for active duty, one aircraft was lost on January 13th. FN-139 suffered an engine fire on takeoff and hit a tree. The pilot, Sub-Lieutenant J.W. Herbert, RNVR, was okay, but the aircraft was burnt out. Operations with HMS Victorious. February 1943 to September 1943. The squadron embarked in HMS Victorious on February 1, 1943, followed 2 days later by her sister Martlet Squadron, 898, which had also formed at Norfolk and been working up at Quonset Point. The ship also carried 2 other squadrons, 882 equipped with 12 Martlet Mark IV, and 832, the first RN squadron equipped with Avenger TBM Mark I, 12 of which were on loan from the U.S. Navy. Victorious spent the next 2 weeks working up before departing for the Panama Canal. 10 days later, one of 896 Squadron pilots, Sub-Lieutenant R.C. E. Hutchinson, RNVR, was killed when he bailed out at too low a height after his aircraft FN-317 caught fire in the air. The aircraft crashed into the sea. HMS Victorious was to be loaned to the U.S. Navy after an American plea for carrier reinforcement in the Southwest Pacific. They had lost the USS Hornet and the USS Enterprise was badly damaged at the Battle of the Santa Cruz Islands. This left only one fleet carrier, the USS Saratoga, operational in the Pacific in late December 1942. HMS Victorious took passage to Pearl Harbor, Hawaii via the Panama Canal on February 14, arriving there on March 4. Her squadrons were flown ashore to the U.S. Naval Air Station Pearl Harbor while the ship entered the dockyard for alterations to allow for correct operation of the American-built Avenger and Wildcat aircraft types. During this period, damage incurred during the voyage was repaired and additional close-range armament was fitted, including additional sponsons outboard of the island structure. Two more squadron aircraft had suffered damage on the voyage. FN-280 landed to port, went over the edge, and caught fire on February 27. Sub-Lieutenant Dr. McIntosh RNZNVR was unhurt. On March 4, FN-300 drifted on takeoff. One of its wheels was torn off on a gun turret. Sub-Lieutenant B.W. Nicholas RNZNVR was unhurt. Lieutenant Commander B.H.C. Nation RN assumed command of the squadron on March 28, 1943. Operation Toenail and Cartwheel. All squadrons re-embarked in Victorious on May 7, 1943. She sailed the next day to begin exercises with the U.S. aircraft carrier the USS Saratoga and U.S. battleship North Carolina. During her time on loan, she was codenamed, but not renamed, as USS Robin for signals purposes. On completion of this work up for service with the U.S. Navy, she took passage to join the U.S. 3rd Fleet Task Group 36.3 for support of U.S. landing operations. The ship arrival at the fleet anchorage at Noumea, New Caledonia on May 17 and joined the carrier USS Saratoga in Task Force 14 for sweeps through the Coral Sea and joint exercises and operations. The two aircraft carriers had a mix of U.S. and British squadrons, with air cover provided by Victorious and strike aircraft by Saratoga. On May 21, Martlet FN-300 suffered an engine failure on takeoff and dove into the sea. Midshipman R.C. Wilkinson RNVR was recovered unhurt. On returning to New Caledonia, her squadrons flew ashore to the U.S. Army Air Force airfield at Tantauta on June 13. After a short stay, they re-embarked on the 16th for a short foray to sea, disembarking to Tantauta on the 20th. While at the Noumea Fleet anchorage on June 22, another squadron member was killed in a flying accident. Lieutenant Commander H.W. Metcalf RNVR died when his aircraft, FN-271, dived into the sea, inverted after attempting an upward roll ahead of the ship. It broke up and sank. 896 next embarked on June 27, this time for the ship's deployment with USS Saratoga and Task Group 63.3 in Operation Toenail. The Munda landings on the island of New Georgia in the western province of the Solomon Islands, which began on June 30, and Operation Cartwheel, the larger overarching plan for invading the islands by U.S. Marines in the Middle Solomons. On completion of Operation Toenail, Victorious returned to Noumea on July 25, disembarking aircraft to U.S. Army Air Force Tantauta for a final 7-day spell ashore before sailing for a second deployment with Task Group 63.3 on the 31st, this time in support of the Bougainville invasion. The only notable incident during this period was the loss of Martlet FN-221, which went over the starboard side landing on Victorious on July 13. The pilot, Sub-Lieutenant L. J. B. Madden RNVR, was recovered unhurt. Return to the UK. Royal Naval Air Station Eglinton and the 7th Naval Fighter Wing. On release from operations in the Pacific, HMS Victorious sailed for the U.S. Naval Operating Base at Norfolk, calling at San Diego, California before transiting the Panama Canal. On arrival at Norfolk, the squadron disembarked to U.S. Naval Air Station Norfolk on September 1, moving to U.S. Naval Air Station Willow Grove, Pennsylvania the next day to re-equip with new Wildcat Mark V's, its strength being increased to 10 aircraft. The squadron returned to Norfolk on the 11th, and re-embarked in Victorious on the 16th to return to the UK. HMS Victorious sailed for the first leg of her passage to the UK on the 17th, arriving at Ardentshire, Nova Scotia, on the 19th. After an overnight layover, she continued escorted by Opportune, Obdurate, and Calder. On her arrival off the Irish coast on the September 26, 896 and 898 squadrons flew ashore to Royal Naval Air Station Eglinton, Northern Ireland, ending their time with Victorious. On October 30, 1943, 896 Squadron became part of the new 7th Naval Fighter Wing. The wing comprised of 6 squadrons, 2 Hellcat Squadrons 800 and 804 for service in the assault carrier Emperor, and 4 Wildcat Squadrons for service on the fighter carriers, 881 and 896 for Pursuer and 882 and 898 for Searcher. At this time, HMS Pursuer was a newly arrived escort carrier which was in dockyard hands in Liverpool undergoing modification work. Lieutenant Commander L.A. Hawdern, DSC, RNVR took over as commanding officer on October 25, 1943. A detachment of 4 aircraft went to Royal Naval Air Station Aera on October 27, returning on November 6. There were 2 flying incidents during this training and workup period at Eglinton, both involved Wildcat JV-413, on November 11 while flown by Sub-Lieutenant L.V.H. Martin, RNZNVR. The aircraft ran off the taxiway into soft ground and tipped on its nose. On November 19, the aircraft crashed in Loch Foyle, during a low formation flight over water in bad weather. The pilot, Sub-Lieutenant J.H. Nurse, RNZVR, was killed. Embarked in HMS Pursuer. HMS Pursuer was a fighter carrier equipped with 2 Wildcat squadrons, each with 10 aircraft. 896 and 881 squadrons embarked on November 26 from Royal Naval Air Station, Belfast. It is probable that the aircraft of both squadrons were craned on board from the jetty at Royal Naval Air Station Belfast as the ship arrived at Belfast docks for repairs on that date. Repairs were completed by December 19 and the ship put to sea to begin her workup in the Irish Sea. On completion of her workup, Pursuer was allocated for deployment in the Western Approaches for convoy defense duties with Escort Group 16. Between February 6 and 15, she provided air patrols over the combined convoy OS-67 KMS-41, Liverpool to Gibraltar. During this period, there were 2 flying incidents. On February 19, Sub-Lieutenant A.N. Pym, RNVR, made a barrier crash and overturned in JV-435, and on the 26th Sub-Lieutenant D. Simmons, RNVR, flying in JV-421, suffered from falling fuel pressure and ditched. He was rescued by HMS Scarborough. On release from Atlantic Convoy Defence on March 6, Pursuer returned to the Clyde having covered the inbound convoy SL-149, which arrived in Liverpool on 7. Operations with the Home Fleet. HMS Pursuer was loaned to the Home Fleet for her next operation, sailing from the Clyde on March 17 in company with sister CVEs Emperor, Fencer, and Searcher, to participate in providing planned distant cover for the passage of convoy JW-58 Tuchola inlet and fighter escort for air attacks on the German battleship Tirpitz, Operation Tungsten. The ships taking part in Tungsten left Scarpa on March 30 in two groups, Force 1 comprising of Duke of York, Anson, Victorious, Belfast, and five destroyers left Scarpa early morning and after conducting brief exercises proceeded to a position off Bear Island to cover the passage of convoy JW-58. Force 2 comprised Royalist, Reed Admiral Escort Carriers, Emperor, Searcher, Pursuer, Fencer, Furious, Sheffield, Jamaica, two oilers, and five destroyers left Scarpa PM and proceeded west of the Orkneys. On April 1, the date for the operation, which had been April 4, was advanced 24 hours to take advantage of favorable weather and lack of air reconnaissance of Force 1. Force 1's first screen from Skjalfjord joined Force 2 the following day, and on April 1 two oilers, with two destroyers were detached to the fueling position. On April 2 Anson, Victorious, Belfast, and four destroyers were detached from Force 1 and joined with Force 2. The Tungsten Force then steered for the flying off position. Flying conditions were perfect when the flying off position was reached at 0400 on the 3rd and the aircraft were flown off according to plan, except for the loss of one Barracuda which ditched. 40 Barracudas and 81 fighters took part in the two strikes and a further 25 fighters and 9 Swordfish were kept for the defense of the fleet. The good weather allowed for the two strike forces to obtain their desired heights and to take the best route over the mountains. No enemy aircraft were seen by the strike aircraft or the fleet and the flak around the Tirpitz was much less than anticipated. The attack was carried out by both fighters and bombers, fighters strafing the defenses from a low height and bombers pressing home an accurate attack. The losses during the attack were remarkably small. One Barracuda was shot down over the target and another by shore batteries, both after dropping their bombs. A third Barracuda was lost taking off from Victorious and a Hellcat ditched when unable to land on Emperor. Both strikes returned and landed on safely with the exception of the one Hellcat. Some damage was caused to the Tirpitz, while the Supply ship Carl Larsen was severely damaged. The question of repeating the attack the next day was considered, but owing to fatigue of the air crews and serious damage reported to Tirpitz, this was abandoned and the force withdrew to the westward. After withdrawing to Scarpa, her squadrons disembarked to Royal Naval Air Station Hatstone, Orkney, on April 6. This was a short break before re-embarking on the 11th to prepare for Operation Pitchbull, a repeat of Tungsten. The force, Royalist, Rear Admiral Escort Carriers, with Emperor, Pursuer, Fencer, Berwick, and Sheffield, escorted by Musketeer, Meteor, Marne, Matchless, Onslaught, Pourhon, and Sioux sailed on the 13th. But the operation was cancelled the next day due to bad weather and the force returned to Scarpa. The next attempt to strike at Tirpitz was Operation Planet. Pursuer sailed from Scarpa on Friday 21 in company with Anson, Vice Admiral in charge, Home Fleet, Royalist, Rear Admiral Escort Carriers, Victorious, Furious, Emperor, Searcher, Striker, Kent, Jamaica, Ursa, Undaunted, Wakeful, Wizard, Serapis, Javelin, Venus, Vigilant, Sioux, Algonquin, Pourhon, Swift, Kempenfelt, and Gulvin. An attack on Tirpitz, involving 40 Barracudas and 40 escort fighters, was again cancelled because of bad weather conditions on the 24th. The weather situation improved sufficiently for the next round of operations to be carried out on the 26th. This was Operation Ridgeable, which saw Pursuer, in company with the fleet carriers Victorious and Furious, and the CVE's Emperor, Searcher, and Stryker, to conduct attacks on enemy shipping in Bodo and Rurvik areas respectively. A second stage, codenamed Ridge Baker, had to be cancelled, again due to bad weather. However, Ridge Able did result in 3 ships sunk off Bodo and a 4th damaged. The force arrived back at Scarpa on the 28th. Pursuer, being released from her detached duties, sailed for Liverpool for repairs. Disbanded and absorbed into 881 Squadron. On reaching Liverpool Bay, 896 Squadron disembarked to Royal Naval Air Station Burscough, Lancashire on May 1, where they remained until the ship put to sea again on June 2. The squadron lost another pilot on June 8. Sub-Lieutenant J.M. Barbara NVR was killed when his aircraft, JV-541, crashed into the sea after an accelerated takeoff. A change of policy regarding the structure of the naval fighter wings resulted in change to the number of squadrons embarked in the escort carriers. The 2 squadrons embarked in each carrier were to be combined to form a single 24-aircraft squadron, the other disbanded. On May 5, 1944, 896 Squadron was disbanded aboard Pursuer, her aircraft and aircrew being absorbed into 881 Squadron. The second instance of 896 Squadron. January to December 1945, formation and workup. Number 896 Squadron was to reform as a single-seat fighter squadron for service with the East Indies Fleet. Personnel for the new squadron were assigned on October 25, 1944, and assembled at Liverpool on November 5, where they embarked in the troopship HMT Franconia for passage to Port Said, probably join the large trooping convoy KMF-36 which sailed from the Clyde on the 6th, and the convoy arrived in Gibraltar on the 15th, reaching Port Said on the 20th. On arrival they disembarked for a few weeks' wait at Ismailia before travelling down to Port Tewfik to continue their passage to Durban. They embarked in the Polish troopship Kosciuszko and called the Taden, on December 14th. Then Kilindini on the 22nd. After a 2-day stopover they sailed again on the 24th, arriving at Durban on December 30, 1944. They finally arrived at Cape Town, on January 5, 1945, and the squadron officially formed at Royal Naval Air Station Wingfield on January 9. Lieutenant Commander, R.M. Norris RNVR in command. Their equipment was 24 Hellcat FB2s, mostly new machines, but some were previously operated by 804 Squadron, which were issued by RN Aircraft Repair Yard Wingfield. The squadron spent the most of January getting familiarized with the Hellcat, and the area, both on the ground and in the air. For many of the young pilots this was their first frontline squadron, having only recently returned from flying training in America. At this time 896 Squadron had a strength of 24 pilots including the CO and senior pilot, Lieutenant Harry Palmer SANFV, and 2 air liaison officers, Captain Dennis Sevenoaks and Major Philip Mann. The first 3.5 months of 1945 were spent working up at Royal Naval Air Station Wingfield, conducting exercises and armament practice in the Cape area. It is possible that some members of the squadron were present on the station before the main party arrived on January 5. There is record of Hellcat JW709 being issued to 896 on January 3 and crashing on the 5th. The aircraft was being flown by Sub-Lieutenant F.C. Birch RNVR when it suffered an engine failure while in the circuit and crashed into the bush near the airfield. The pilot was okay. The workup period went relatively smoothly with only 4 aircraft incidents. On January 23, Lieutenant C.P. Stark, RNVR, taxied into a stationary aircraft, and on February 8 Sub-Lieutenant B.E. Smart, RNVR, in Hellcat JX699 nosed over and overturned, while on the 18th Sub-Lieutenant R.C. Thompson, RNVR ran JX688 into the tail of Sub-Lieutenant V.H. Seddon's aircraft, JX719, causing propeller damage to both aircraft. On March 28, JX678, flown by Sub-Lieutenant W.J.M. St. C. Reed RNVR, was hit by fragments of a practice rocket projectile casing during range practice. On April 22, the whole squadron departed for RNS Section Stamford Hill, Durban, via South African Air Force Station Port Elizabeth, after flying a mass formation over Cape Town to show the flag. From there they were to embark in the escort carrier HMS Amir, part of the 21st Aircraft Carrier Squadron of the East Indies Fleet, for passage to India. The airfield at Stamford Hill presented new challenges for the arriving pilots. Firstly, they were arriving after dark at a grass airstrip with a flare path laid out with gooseneck paraffin flares, and secondly it was necessary to approach in a right-hand circuit, the opposite of that at Wingfield. Only 18 aircraft arrived on time. Six others remained at South African Air Force Station Port Elizabeth, as their clocks had been stolen. They were further delayed by bad weather and did not arrive until 3 days later. Amir was in harbour at Durban, having been in dockyard hands for defect rectification and a boiler clean. The first 18 aircraft were towed through the streets and hoisted on board from the quayside on April 24. From Durban the ship sailed for Madras, southern India, arriving there on May 12. 896 then disembarked to Royal Naval Air Station Tambaram for a short, but intensive, training period. At the end of July it made a round-trip flight to Royal Naval Air Station Trincomalee, Ceylon, and arrived back on June 5. The squadron was now ready for operations with the East Indies Fleet and was allocated to operate from the escort carrier HMS Empress, and flew out to join the ship on June 10. On June 20 the squadron carried out a period of deck landing training on HMS Emperor. 896 remained aboard until the 24th when they transferred to HMS Amir in preparation for the upcoming Operation Collie. The pilots now had to learn the art of the accelerated, catapulted, takeoff, necessary for getting a fully armed Hellcat off the short flight deck in the light winds of the Indian Ocean. Operation Collie, July 1945. This operation was in preparation for Malayan coast landings and included screening operations for the 6th Minesweeping Flotilla, Force 62, comprising of 9 minesweepers, during the clearance of mines in the approaches to the Malacca Straits and the bombardment of Kainakoba. Amir was to operate as part of Force 61, which comprised of the cruiser Nigeria, CVE Zamir, 896 Squadron, and Emperor, 800 Squadron, with destroyers Roebuck, Eskimo and Vigilant as screen. The force sailed from Trincomalee on July 2. Force 62 carried out minesweeping operations between the 5th to the 10th, while Nigeria carried out 8 bombardments between the 5th and the 9th. Hellcats from Amir and Emperor carried out airstrikes against targets on Kainakoba and Nankari. Further airstrikes were launched on the 11th when Amir and Emperor launched a total of 24 aircraft to attack airfields at Kota Raja and Lonar, in northwest Sumatra. A single Japanese aircraft approached and was shot down. 4 Hellcats were lost on Operation Collie and 2 pilots were killed. Sub-Lieutenant W. Stewart, RNVR, was killed when his aircraft Hellcat JX677 swung to port on a dawn takeoff on July 5 and dove into the sea. It sank immediately. The other fatality was the 896 Squadron's commanding officer, Lieutenant Commander R.M. Norris, His Hellcat JX680 was hit by flak during an abortive shipping strike at Nankari on July 7, and dove into the sea on fire. Force 61 withdrew and returned to Trincomalee on July 14. HMS Amir arrived back at Ceylon on the 16th and 896 Squadron was disembarked to Royal Naval Air Station Trincomalee, where a new commanding officer, Lieutenant Commander G.J. Zegers de Beel, DSC, Royal Netherlands Navy, and five new pilots awaited, to bring the squadron up to a strength of 27 pilots. The squadron next embarked aboard Empress for Operation Livery, flying out to join the ship the following day. Operation Livery, July 1945. Empress was deployed with Force 63 for Operation Livery on July 19. The force comprised of the battleship Nelson, cruiser Sussex, and CVEs Empress and Amir, with destroyers Paladin, Rotherham, Racehorse and Raider, to cover minesweeping operations carried out by the minesweepers Plucky, Pincher, Vestal, Rifleman and Indian Navy minesweepers Punjab and Deccan, off Phuket Island, and conduct strikes on targets in northern Malaya. The operation began on the 24th and was to last for 3 days. This was an intense flying period for the two CVEs. Over a 3-day period, Hellcats from both carriers flew over 150 sorties and destroyed more than 30 Japanese aircraft on the ground, together with trains and road transport, in attacks on the Kra Isthmus. Operation Livery was the last offensive operation carried out by the East Indies Fleet in World War II. Two minesweepers were sunk during the operation. The remaining ships of Force 63 returned to Trincomalee on the 28th. Once back at Ceylon, 896 Squadron disembarked to Royal Naval Air Station Trincomalee on July 30 to continue training, moving briefly to Royal Naval Air Station Puttalam, in northwestern Ceylon, before moving back to Trincomalee on August 8 ready for re-embarkation in Empress. Operation Carson, August 1945. This operation was a series of attacks on shipping and airfields in Penang and Medan area of Sumatra. Force 61, consisting of the anti-aircraft cruiser Royalist, flag of Rear Admiral G.N. Oliver, CB, DSO, Rear Admiral commanding 21st Aircraft Carrier Squadron, the CVEs Amir, Attacker, Emperor, Empress, Khedive, and Shah, destroyers Data, Captain, D, 10th Destroyer Flotilla, Pen, Vigilant, and Vigilum. The force sailed from Trincomalee on August 10, to carry out strikes on August 14 and 15. On August 11 the force was ordered to hold west of 90 degrees east and await further orders. The operation was eventually cancelled in light of the news of Japan's announced willingness to accept the Allies' surrender terms. The force subsequently returned to Trincomalee, arriving on August 15 when the station general message suspend offensive operations against Japanese forces was made to all ships and Allied forces. Force 61 returned to Trincomalee, and after the VJ celebrations part of the squadron was disembarked to Royal Naval Air Station Katakuranda, a detachment remained aboard Empress and continued flying operations throughout August, the squadron suffering two more accidents towards the end of the month. JX-724 skidded into a walkway on the 23rd and JX-706 burst a tire landing on the 29th. Operation Zipper, September 1945. At the start of September, Empress together with sister CVEs Amir, Emperor, Hunter, Khedive, and Stalker were tasked with the reoccupation of Singapore, codename Operation Zipper. Empress embarked replacement aircraft before sailing with the force which left Trincomalee on the 4th. The replenishment went badly as the first of the Hellcats to fly out to the ship had to be waved off by Empress's deck landing control officer, DLCO, and it had to wait until the second one had landed safely. On his second attempt, Sub-Lieutenant R.W. George R.M.V.R. came into high but ignored the DLCO signals and attempted a landing anyway. He cut his engine but passed over all the arrestor wires and the barriers to drop onto several airframes in the forward aircraft park. More replacements had to be organized before she could proceed to join the task force. Force 61 arrived off Singapore Island on September 6 and waited for instructions. On the 8th, one of 896 Squadron's Hellcats, JX679, ditched alongside Empress, Emperor, Hunter, Key Dive and Stalker anchored in Keppel Harbour, Singapore, while Amir and Empress were among 90 ships, including 70 RN and RIN warships, 3 Royal Fleet auxiliaries, 3 hospital ships and 14 merchant vessels, present in Singapore Roads for the surrender ceremony which took place on the 12th. Empress returned to Trincomalee on September 13, flying off the aircraft of 896 Squadron for the last time to Royal Naval Air Station Katakurunda. Ashore at Royal Naval Air Station Katakurunda, the squadron did little flying, their future was uncertain and personnel changes began. A new commanding officer, Lieutenant Commander M.F. Turner, RNVR, arrived on October 12 and several pilots returned home under the early release scheme. Amongst these was the senior pilot Lieutenant H.A.T. Palmer SANF.V. He was replaced by Lieutenant J.E. Bullen, RNVR. Return to UK to disband. The aircrew and maintenance personnel of 896 Squadron embarked in HMS Empress on November 27. As passengers for passage home to the UK, their aircraft remained ashore at Katakurunda. HMS Empress left Colombo on November 27, calling at Bombay, Aden, Malta and Gibraltar, and arrived alongside at the King George V dock, Glasgow on December 19, 1945. The squadron was officially disbanded on this date. Article produced by Tony Drury. Copyright 2016. www.royalnavyresearcharchive.org.uk.